We got to the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, the last five lines. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabba." Rabba says, "Zarak Tinok Merosh Hagag." Person drops a child, Rachman Letzlan, from the roof. Uba Acher, and someone else comes with a kibla b'saif and leaves a sword and catches the child and ends up killing the child with a sword. So who's responsible? The person who throws him off, or the child, the man who caught him with a saif? So Gemara says it's a pluk said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Rabban. It's machlokas tanaim. We saw this machlokas elsewhere. Gemara in Kedushin, Gemara in Sanhedrin. The sign of the Brisa tells us he ko asar bnei adam ba asar makalos. If 10 people are beating a man to death literally with 10 different sticks, bein bevas achas bein bezachar zeh, whether they're all hitting them all at the same time and that one that one moment they kill him, or bein bezachar zeh, or they're taking turns. Kulam Pturim, each of the individuals are Pater, according to the first opinion. Why? Says Rashi in the top of Chav Zayin, Pturim deba'inan sheyake kol nefesh adam kol nefesh, ve'ein kan make kol nefesh. The only time a person is responsible for murder is if he kills the entire nefesh all by himself. In this case, they each do a little bit. So there's no one person to point to. But according to Yehuda ben Beseira, says the Gemara, Omer bezachar zeh ha'achron chayiv, when it's this after the next one, the last one is chayiv, mipnei shekir misaso, because the last one is really he brought about the death, even though he didn't do this exclusively. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains kol nefesh means a kol shehu. You don't need an entire killing, but if you're the one who gave the final blow, the final hit, so then you're chayiv.
And are we to remember that each of their blows would have been sufficient to kill the guy themselves?
Yes, exactly. But it didn't. It didn't, but so they had the ability. Because otherwise it wouldn't be, you can't make the last guy responsible then. So Gemara now says, let's say, ba shor v'kivlo b'karnov, let's say the child's dropped from the roof, and an ox comes along, and ends up catching the child in his horns, and kills the child in that way. So this is a pluksa, there be shmo b'no, shor b'yochanan ben broka v'rabanan, the different machlokas. What's this machlokas? The Sani, the Brisa tells us, v'nosan pidyon nafsho, when a shor kills a person, you have to pay the pidyon nefesh, the kofar. The Baal HaShor has to pay the kofar of the person who's been killed. So what do you pay? This is a machlokas that's found in the Gemara's in the first Daf of Makos as well. So the first opinion says, Dmei Nizak, Rabbi Shmuel, Menosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Dmei Mazik. Do you pay the value of the Nizak, the child, the person that was killed, or do you pay the value of the one who killed, the Mazik? So that's the machlokas here. So the Gemara says that same exact thing here as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Plugsa there be shmal rabbanon leinin kofer. There be shmal damar kofer b'mazik shayminan mishan kofer. If it's the one who holds, you go based on the mazik's perspective. So then here also you'd pay the kofer. Aval le rabbanon the shayminan b'nizak haylav havelay damim pater. If you pay kofer based on the value of the nizak, well, this child, the moment he was dropped from the roof, he had no value because he was ultimately going to die. So in the sure end of killing him, there's nothing to pay. There's no value to be paid. In which case, you wouldn't pay kofar. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, Nafal Merosh Hagag V'Niska B'Isha. Man falls from a roof. And a crazy thing happens. He falls and ends up having tashrish with a woman, not planned. Chay B'Dal Dvarim. He has to pay Dal Dvarim. Gemara will explain in a moment which Dal Dvarim he has to pay for. Uvivamta lokana, and it happens to be his yivama, his brother who passed away, his wife, the widow, who is a chiv yivamon, that wouldn't work, that would not be a kinyan yivam. Why? Says Rashi, vivamta lokana, afa pisha shaninu, even though we taught in the Gemara yivamos, kaba yivamta bein bishogi bein bemezit kana, you don't have to have intent when performing yivam. That's talking about when the guy had intent to be up, he happened to be with the wrong person, but there was at least a kavana in the maisa. This guy fell from the roof. There's no intention of any maisa bia. Hilkach lo kana. Fine. So the Gemara now explains, so when the person falls off the roof and has bia in this way, so he's potter from dalad dvarim. So the Gemara explains, binezek, chai binezek, Bitzar berifu, rather he's chayv in daladvarim. Chayv ben nezek, bitzar berifu b'sheves. Aval boshes lo. He's chayv in all four dvarim, but he's not chayv in the fifth one. He's not chayv in boshes. Right, exactly. You need a kavana for boshes. Ditznan. Ein chayv al haboshes ad shehim is kavin. You're not chayv in boshes until you have kavana. You have to have intent to embarrass, and he did not have intent to embarrass, and therefore you're potter. The other dvarim are, if we know that the halacha is adam mu'al li olam, so therefore he's chayv in all nezek, he's chayv in all tsar, all shevis, and all ripui. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, nafel mirosh hagag beruach shen metzuyah. The guy is standing on the roof, and a ruach shen metzuyah, an uncommon wind, which means a powerful wind, knocks him off the roof. Vehizik, and he causes damage. Ubayish, and he embarrasses someone when he falls. Chayiv al hanezik, upater bedal dvar. He's chayiv al nezik because the concept of adam mu'al liolam, a person always is chayiv for nezik, whether it's mazid, shogig, afilu, beones. In this case, it's ones. He fell off the roof with an unexpected win. He's chayiv al nezik, but he's pater in all the other dvar. Beruach metzuyah, however, he fell off in a common and expected wind, v'hizik, and causes damage, ubayish, and embarrasses. Then he's chayv b'dal dvarim, he's chayv in all the other things, but he's pater al boshes, because as we said before, that boshes requires kavana, intent, and there was no intent in this case, even though he's knocked off the roof with a ruach metzuyah, a common and expected wind. Vim nishapech, let's say he's falling and he turns over, does some move, and he directs himself to fall on a person. So then, chayv af al boshes. Then that would be kavana, that would be considered intent, and be chayv even on the embarrassment. The sign of the Braita tells us, when she sent her hand out, talking about when these two people were fighting. And the pasuk says, two men are fighting, and the wife of one of them comes over, and it's machzik, hechziko b'mevushav, and embarrasses him. So the Gemara asks, Vishal Chayadav, she extends his hand, her hand, to the other man, Ein Yodea Shechzik Ba, do we not know that he grabbed onto him? That she grabbed onto him? Matam Lomer Vihichzika, why does the pasuk say, and she also grabbed him? Lomer Lacha, to teach you, Kevich Niskavin Lahozik, Afa Pishal Niskavin Lebayish. Even though she had intent to cause damage, even though there was an intent for embarrassment, as long as there's some level of Kavana. If there was a target, and he had in mind that target, even though he didn't have intent for the embarrassment, but the kavana was there for the maisa, then that would require him or her to pay for boshes. So again, she had intent of hurting this man who was hurting her own husband. And in doing so, she caused embarrassment. So you're going to have an issue, you have to pay for the boshes as well. So when this person's falling down and he's nishapich and he turns himself away to land on a person, even though he didn't intend on embarrassing that person, but there's kavana to land on that person, that's enough kavana to make them chayv and boshes. Okay, we're good. Gemara now says further, another case, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Hiniach lo gachelas al libo. Let's say a person places a hot coal on the chest of a person, umes, and that person dies. Pater. You're pater in that case. Why are you pater? Because the person should remove the coal. He wasn't tied down. Person now, puts a hot coal in your chest. You don't let yourself burn. So therefore, the person who placed it is pater. But let's say al bigdo. Let's say he places it on the beged of the person v'nisraf, and the beged burns. Then you're chayiv. Says Rashi, why you chayiv? The lo salka savra et ba'inu le bedina v'yifarli. So the reason why he's chayiv because the guy says, I'm not going to remove it. I'm going to chase him down. I'm going to be toveah him, embezzle him, and make him pay for it. He doesn't have to remove it in that case. Interesting. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tarvayu Tinaninu, both of these statements of Rava are really a Mishnah or Braisa. Al-Libo, the case of placing the coals, the gachelas on the lave, the Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that appears in, here Baba Kama, but also appears in Sanhedrin, Kava Shalav L'Tocha Or. The guy takes a person and throws him into the fire, shoves him in the fire. Ola Tocha Maimer takes his head and shoves him below the water. Ve'ni Yachol La'alos Misham, and the person can't come out. He can't, he's drowning, he's burning, and there's no way for him to save himself. So in that case, umes, he dies, chayv. The person who pushed his head down, he's chayv for rotzeach. Dachval l'toch ha'or, let's say he pushes him, l'toch ha'mayim, throws him into the water, v'yachol alos, he is able to get up, misham, but he doesn't, umes, yet he dies, pater. The person who pushed him, he's pater. The guy should have climbed out of the water, the guy should have climbed out of the fire, and he didn't. What I did wasn't a nice thing to do, but he's able to come out. The fact that he didn't is his fault, and I would be potter. Let's say you place a gachelas el bigdo on the beged. It's not the Mishnah tells us. This is the Mishnah appears also later on. Karak susi shavres kadi chayv amnis liptor potter. The Mishnah tells us if I say to a person, "Come tear my shirt, come break my kalim or my kad," you're chayv for doing that. But let's say I say to you, "Break it or rip it on condition that you'll be potter," then you would be potter. So you say, even though I granted you permission to rip my shirt and you do it, you're still chayef. You're still chayef, even though I could have stopped you from doing this, even though I could have taken the coal off my shirt and stopped it from burning, still, when a person does an action of nezek, he's chayef. Only when it comes to misa, do we say he should have taken himself out of the water. He should have taken himself out of the fire. Okay. Gemara now says at the end of the parak, Boi rabba, heniach gachelas alev abdomau. Let's say an adon, a master, places a gachelas on the chest of an eved, on his heart. Mao, what's the din? Ki gufo dami? O ki mamona dami? So now we saw above that there's a distinction. When a person burns a person, and the person could have removed it, I'm pater. He should have taken the coal off his chest. If I put on his shirt, we say I'm chayiv, even though he could have removed it. So is eved considered a guf, where I could say the eved, he should have removed the gachelas, I'm not responsible? Or do we view him as mamon, and he doesn't have to remove it, and I would have to pay whatever cost that would be? That's the chakir the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Imtim Salomar Kigufo Dami. Let's say we view the Eved as a person, and therefore he should have removed it, and he didn't remove it. So I would be pater. Shoro Mahu. What about the shor? So so it says Rashi, Shoro Kimamono Shein Bodas Lasalkov Chayef. Now shor is a different case, where shor is certainly mamon, but at the same time, the shor doesn't have the das or the ability even to take a coal that's lying on his chest and take it off. So what's the halacha by a shor that doesn't have the ability? That's the opposite case. That's a mamon case that doesn't have the das. So Gemara says, Hadar pashta avdo kagufo shor kemamono. Gemara says, Eved is kaguf. If the Eved doesn't remove the gacheles, I'm pader. The shor is kemamon, in which case, even though he doesn't remove it, I would be chayiv on paying for the death of the shor. Hadar halacha ketzad harega. Okay, I guess it wasn't.
So if the Eved dies, you would not have to be, you would not be chayv.
Exactly. Okay, the Gemara now says, new parak, third parak. Aminiach has a kad b'rishis rabim. The guy places a kad, a jug, in rishis rabim. Uba'acher, somebody comes along the way, v'nishkal, he slips, he trips on the kad. V'shivra, and in doing so, he breaks the kad. Pater. I'm completely pater for breaking it. He had no right to place the kad in the rishis harabim. Vim huzak ba, but let's say I fall over and I get damaged by this kad that should not have been there. Bala chavis chayiv benisko. The person who placed this boar, if you will, this kad, this chavis in the rishis harabim, he's chayiv for any nezek that it causes me. So Gemara points out here, pasach bekad v'sayim bechavis. The Mishnah started off talking about a kad. And then at the end, it calls them a bal chavis. A chavis is something else. How do they define a chavis versus a kad? A chavis is a barrel, a kad is a jug?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what they say there in the article also? I know Adam probably wrote the article, but...
Chavis is a barrel, kad is jug or pitcher.
Okay, there you go. All right. So it says Gemara. So pasuk b'kad v'sayim b'chavis. Why are they using them interchangeably? They're two different things. But tonight the Mishnah says, Nami, the Mishnah later on tells us, Zeb baba chavisov, zeb baba karaso. The guy's walking, holding a barrel on his shoulder. Another guy's walking, across from him, holding a beam, and they're coming close to each other. Nishbara kado shozeb karaso shozeb. And the guy with the beam knocks my barrel and cracks my barrel on my shoulder. So pasach bechavis v'sayim bakad. The same thing without getting involved in the details of that case. There, the Mishnah there starts off talking about a chavis and then talks about a kad. So they use interchangeably in two different Mishnayos. But Tananami, there's yet a third Mishnah that appears later on, in the end of the Masechta. This guy's carrying a barrel of wine. This guy's carrying a jug of oil. Nistako chavish odvash. And the barrel cracks and of honey. And v'shavach zeh yeno. I could take that guy's barrel of wine emptied out. V'tzil zeh dvash latochen. I could use that barrel now to catch all my honey. And ein la elascharo. Now the Gemara there later on talks about how honey is more valuable than wine. That's why I'm allowed to do this. I pay him back for any loss he had. Different point. But again, we see from here this third mission is pasach bekad b'sayim b'chavis. First, the mission starts talking about having a kad, a jug of dvash, and then it ends talking about a barrel of dvash. Again, a third instance of using them interchangeably. So Amar Rapapa says, Hainu kad, hainu chavis. It's the same thing. It's not a jug versus a barrel. They're both the same thing. Either they're both jugs or they're both barrels. L'may nafkamina, l'mekach memkar. What's an nafkamina? What it is? It's in regards to buying and selling something. What does that mean? Hechidami. Ilema ba'asa dekarda lokari chavis v'chavis lokari karukada. If it's a place where they would not use these words interchangeably, a kad is not called a chavis, and a chavis isn't called a kad, well, halo karidle, you don't call it. There's no. If I ask to buy a kad, you can't give me a chavis. If I ask to buy a chavis, you can't give me a kad. So that doesn't help out with anything. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a place, latzicha deruba karidle la kad de kad la chavisa chavisa. Most people call it kad a kad, they call it jug a jug, and they call it barrel a barrel. But vikanami the kar lechavisa kada lekada lechavisa. There's a minority of people who do use these words interchangeably. They call a jug a barrel and a barrel a jug. So what's the difference? You look at Rashi. Look at Rashi lemekach memkar. Shebiyat hamocher lasis lo eza shiyirza. If I ask to buy a kad, it's up to the mocher to give me whatever he wants, because some people call a kad a chavis and some people call a kad a kad. But if you hisnei mo chavis demashma gadola. Even though I will ask for a barrel, which is obviously much larger than a jug, no sin lo kad, shu katanam. He could say, I refer to what you call chavis, I refer to as a jug. Sounds a bit unfair, but that's what we're learning from this Mishnah. You have to be very, very specific. Now, if a guy wants to be very clear in what he's buying, he should probably say a volume. And I want a certain amount, as opposed to a jug versus a barrel. So Gemara explains now, about the same, what would you have thought? Zil basa ruba. We should really go based on the rov. And since rov, people, a chavis is a chavis and a kad a kad, it's not fair that the mocher gives me the minority opinion that calls a chavis a kad. Kamashalom, we learn from here, de'ein holchim b'mamon acha rov. When it comes to, even though normally we have a concept, that there is a concept, we follow the rov. When it comes to mamon, we don't follow the rov. Motzi mechaveir alav haraya. Says Rashi in the top here, ein holchim b'mamon acha rov. When there's some ambiguity like here, when it comes to mamon, who could go later on, I sell a shore. And it turns out this shore is a gorer. He kills and destroys things. I didn't know that. We don't say, it's not fair. The mocher shouldn't have sold me a nagchan. He should have sold me a domestic, more of a domesticated, more calm shore. He thought I was buying it to shecht. He didn't know I was buying it to use and have around my house to plow. You need to prove it to you. The mocher could say, I sold it to you to shecht. I didn't know you wanted to keep this around your house for years and years to come. That's why I gave you a wild shore. I thought you were going to shecht it the next day. So you have to prove when it comes to dine mamon. When it comes to mamon, we don't follow the rov. Now there's a machlokas. It's a large discussion that I heard him talk about. When we say ein holchin mamon acha rov, does that mean deraisa? On a deraisa level, mamon does not follow the rov? Or no, even on a deraisa level, we say rov by mamon. There's a chumrah, the chachamim said, when it comes to mamon, we're going to machmir and say we don't follow the rov. That's a machlokas, achron, how to understand tosos in a few places in Shas. And there's an interesting tosos here. We're not going to fully appreciate this because there's a large discussion in the tosos and elsewhere, but let's read the tosos anyways. We haven't done a tosos in a while. Tosos writes, truth is, we also don't have too much time, but fine. Says Tosas, Kamash Milan Dein Holchin Bamon Achai Rov, Tema. Ma Tam Ein Holchin, why do we not follow the Rov when it comes to Mamon? Lei Simer Kalvachomer Medina Nefashos. Let's learn a Kalvachomer. Kidamrina Meper Kamad the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yoshia Maisi Lake Bakavachomer Medina Nefashos. Ma Dine Nefashos de Chamiri, Dine Nefashos is so Chomer, much more Chomer than Mamon. Amarachamaner Zil Basa Ruba. We follow the Rov. We have 23 people sitting on Bezdim. If you have 13 people saying he's chayv and 10 people saying he's pater, he's zakai, we follow the rov of 13. So we say rov by nefashos, so dini mamon is lokoshkin, certainly we should follow rov when it comes to taking someone's money. Va'afili ruba delesa kaman aslim bidini nefashos basa ruba kudama resh, sorry, more. Forget that case. V'yesh lomar, dehasim gabe dayanim shayni. When it comes to judges on the case of dini nefashos, it's very different. Dechashiv miyut didu kimisheno. When it comes to Dayanim, for whatever reason that is, there's a discussion, it's found in the Brishka Rav at the end, and the Mechtavim have letters about this. But when it comes to Dayanim, we view them as not being existent. Once there's Rov, they're not existent anymore. Kimisha Eino. V'lek l'meimar hasam okim amanu chesimari. Baval, jumping down a line of Al, gavi shar mamon, dika miut v'chazaka lo azin basaruba. For some reason, when it comes to mamon, we do acknowledge the miut. The mute is something that's significant, although it's only a mute, it's still we acknowledge it, and therefore we have no way to decide. When it comes to Dayanim, the judges are viewed, those who say on the mute, we view them as not being existent at all, and there's not even a Shaila anymore. That's why it's different when it comes to Din Nefashos for some reason, without explaining why. Okay. Fine, let's go back here now. The Gemara says in the top line of Amr Beis, Ubach, Avinishkal, Bavashiva Pater, Am I Pater? I'm walking in the shuk, and you placed your kad in the middle of the shuk, and I break it. I'm pater for breaking your kad. Why? I need to be I need to look where I'm walking. I can't walk around texting and knocking things over. I need to walk and pay attention to where I'm going. I'm allowed to, you think? That's a good question. If a guy, what would the din be if a guy is walking and texting and he hurts somebody, he damages somebody?
Walks in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street, and a car hits him.
I've seen that before.
You've seen a car?
Well, I've never hit a car, but I've seen people walk.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, so who's responsible in that case? Is the person, he was completely negligent, or the car should have paid attention to the person walking? So the Gemara says that he needs to see where he's walking. He should have seen the cat and walked around it. Amri debe Rav Mishmei de Rav b'memala Rishis Rabim kula chavayos. No, says this opinion of Rav that it was the Rishis Rabim was full of chavayos and he couldn't walk through. Now the guy's stuck. He's in jail because he walks out of his house and some guy decides to place all his packages in front. He needs to walk, so he's able to just knock everything out of the way and walk through. That's why. But ain't a chanami if it's just a single kad where he could have walked around, then he would be responsible for breaking the kad if he walked into it. Shmuel Amar ba feilushanu. So at nighttime, or it's completely dark, he couldn't see anything. Or says Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'keren zav, it's a corner. He's walking, he turns a corner, he can't see the corner. He turns and suddenly there's a kad right there, and he knocks it over. He can't expect to see that. But we see from all three opinions here, everybody agrees that a person does have to ibayle liyune lemeitzel. He has to watch where he's walking. These are three different examples. I assume they all agree to each other, where he's not able to see. Either it's too dark, it's around the corner, or it's full of chavios. He has no other way to get through. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says lo daika masnisin. The Mishnah is not the exact ela o kishmul o kreb yochum. There's no real way to learn the Mishnah. It's either like Shmuel or like Rav Yochanan, the last two opinions. Because Dika Rav, if it's like Rav, who says it's Memalek Chavios, where the Rishus Rabim is completely full of barrels, so Mayir Yeniskal Afil Shever Nami. Why does the Mishnah talk about a case where if he trips, he's potter? The guy's out to break through. He could be a die and break everything. We don't expect the guy to be stuck in his house because some guy placed, blocked his driveway with his car. The guy's expected to stay home. He's allowed to have the car towed. He's allowed to break the car if he needs to get through. He's not expected to be in jail in his own house. So it can't be Rav, because Rav wouldn't say Niskal only if he trips and breaks it. He can lichadchila break through the barrels. So that's what the Rav Papa suggests. Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, Mishmei the Rava, hu adin dafilu shever. No. This guy is actually allowed to even break biadai and break this car that's in his way. So why did the Mishnah only talk about a case of Niskal that if he trips he's potter, but he's not, seems that you would not be able to break it biadayim? V'hai dekatani Niskal, I did the body of the Mishnah Seifa, because of the Seifa. The Seifa says, im huzak ba ba'al chavis chayv. If I get damaged, I trip on his kad, I get damaged, the ba'al chavis has to pay me the damage. B'niska dafka niska, chay b'niska, dafka niska. The ba'al chavis only pays me nezek if I trip. Aval shover lo. If I break the kad, which I'm allowed to according to this opinion, I can break it, but I break my toe while I kick over his barrel, then the Baal Chavis doesn't have to pay me. My timer, who does it nafshe? I didn't damage myself. I could have walked around, I could have been a little bit more calmer, moved it out of the way, braked it and broken it a different way. I didn't. I caused my own damage. That guy, the Baal Chavis, is potter. So because the Seifa, the only time the Baal Chavis is chayv is if I'm niska, if I trip on it. So therefore, so too, Katani Reisha Niskal. We also spoke of the Reisha from the perspective of Niskal tripping. Be'ena Chanami the Reisha. If it's a case of my yard being full of chavios, I'm allowed to break through and break the chachila, all the chavios that's in Rishus Rabbah. Amar le Rabbi Abba, le Rabbi Ashi, Hachi Ami b'Ma'arava. In the West, they said Mishrei the Rabbi Aula, the Fisha Ein Darchan Shabani Adam Lisponin B'Drachim. Completely different approach. This seems to be how we pass, and that's what's brought down in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that we do not expect people to pay attention to where they're walking. Interesting machlokas here. How much do we expect people to watch where they're walking? This opinion holds that ein darchem shel bnei adam, it's not the derech of people, lizbonin, to understand bedrachem as they walk through. And therefore, if the guy places kad in the Rishus Rabim, if I break it, I'm completely potter because I don't have to walk. Even though there's a single kad there, I could walk around it. It's not around the corner. It's not dark out. It's completely right in front of me. I don't have to pay attention. I can knock it right over. And if it breaks, it breaks. And I'm potter. So Gemara says, Hava uvda ben harda. One such a maisa happened in the harda. V'chayv Shmuel. Shmuel said, you're chayv. B'pumpadisa v'chayv Rava. They said, you're chayv. So why is this? B'shma Shmuel k'shmaisa. I understand Shmuel, like what we said above, why, which point here? He's talking about a case if it's dark. The only time the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's dark, that's where you're putter. But if it's bright out, then it's light out, you're chayv according to Shmuel. Yeah, exactly. You're pater onus. When it's a fela, he said above, the reason why I'm pater in the Mishnah, the case where it's very dark, I'm onus. I can't see them. It's a good question, though, what you're pointing. I'm not sure if this is your question. Adam mu'al li'olam, I feel onus. Right, but why you be pater here?
Because obviously
he doesn't hold that. No, he has to hold that. I think Tosfos is pointing this out. Look at Tosfos. That's a long Tosfos, actually. Let me try to get to the answer then. So Tosa point, he asks this question. He says, don't we say other more the olam afil bonus? So it's only true if I put my plate myself in a place that could cause damage. But if I'm sleeping, some guy comes next to me to sleep, I didn't know he was there, and I hit him in the face while I'm sleeping, and his nose bleeds, I break his nose, I'm pater. He came into my rishus, he came into my domain. If I go into his domain where there's potential, and then I cause damage during a few bonus, I'm chayev. So this guy, by placing his kan in my domain, in place of onus, he put his, you know, his object in my domain. That's where I'm pater. If I'm going to his domain, though, and onus, then I'd be chayev. That's the difference. So even by onus, there is a play. We do draw the line at some point where he comes into my territory. That's the similar case to this as well. That's all according to Shmuel. Shmuel said you're chayev because it's a case where it's bright out, then the person would be chayev. El Rava, why does Rava say that you're chayev? Let's see. Lema k'shmuel svirle. Is he old of Shmuel? That you only pater when it's dark, but when it's light out, you're chayev? Rapapa, karna da'atzara hava. Karna da'atzara, what's karna da'atzara? It's Karen Zavis, says Rashi. D'cheven d'brishus kavdi, ibarli liyuni meza. So Rashi explains here, karna da'atzara, Karen Zavis hasmuch lebeis abad. The guy had a wine press, and he placed it, was right at the corner. Says Rashi further, the whole Bishus Kavdi, he had permission to do this. Sheminhogim Hayakain, this is the Minog Kishayasa based about Mleh when the wine press was full, no place to place the additional wine barrels. Bnei Adam Hayu Haban Moshivin claim Bishus Harabim. They place it, they'd extend it into the Shuk. Umamtina and Achiyasu Elul, and they'd leave it there until the inventory would get removed, and they'd move it back into their own Rosh Hashanah. Since that was done with permission, that's why he should have paid attention, that he knew there was a big wine press coming around the corner. He should have paid attention, and since he didn't, that's why you're chayv. Okay, Gemara goes right now. Shalach Lei, halfway down the page. Shalach Lei, Rav Chisla, Rav Nachman, Hare, Amru, Lerkuva, Shalosh. Rashi explains, we're talking about a situation, Hare, Amru, Lerkuva, Shalosh, Minacha, Dayanim. There's a certain practice of the Dayanim. Legavos, Minha, Boit, Esa, Chaveiro, Berkuvta, Shaboit, Gimel Slayim. So different types of penalties. A person hits another person. So if a guy, let's say, kicks his friend Bar Kufta, what's that referring to? The elbow, yeah? Let's say Bar Kufta is? Nothing on this? The Kuva?
His knee,
okay. He knees him. The guy knees him. So you pay Gimel Slayim. That's the boshes, says Rashi. The embarrassment that's caused, they said three slayim is going to be the boshes. And Rashi explains further, Lefisha Gedola Boshes Makas Harakuva Midichiv Zayad. The guy pushes you, a little bit of embarrassment. The guy knees a guy in the stomach. That's apparently more embarrassment than the. What? Yeah, okay, here. So that's three slime. Then when it comes to the Gemara Lubiita, the guy kicks him with his foot. That's even more embarrassment. The guy gives a little, you know, karate kick. That's Chamish. That's five slime. David Schwartz would really enjoy this part, I was thinking. Ulin Skores. Which is the guy Rashi says Okef Shachamor. What's that referring to? The saddle. Shikabas, he takes the saddle, and smacks the guy across his face. That'd be Shloshes. That's 13. Let's say it's Lepanda Demara, which is the, I don't know, the handle of what?
Shovel.
The shovel. The back of a shovel smacks the guy across the face. Ula Kofina Demara, which is, I guess, the, which part is that?
The blade.
The blade itself. Okay. Yeah. So my, what's halacha in that case? That seems pretty embarrassing. So Shalach Lei Chista, they sent him, Chista, Kansa, Kamagvis, Bivavil. Are you collecting Knossos, penalties? Collecting Boshes is considered a penalty. You can't collect penalties in Bavil. Emily Gufaduv de Hechahava. Explain to me exactly what the Maisa was. What's going on here? That you're collecting Knossos? So Shalach Lei, Dahu Gargusa, de Beitre, there was a certain Gargusa, which is referring to Rashi says a bor mayim, a well of water. That they used to use to two people would take turns watering their field. Each day, one person, it was his turn to use the well water. One day, the guy took the water when it wasn't his day. He saw that his grass was getting dry and turning yellow. He needed the water, and he stole the other guy's day. That's my day. You can't take the water. The guy ignored his partner. He took the back of the shovel and smacked him across the face. You owe me, 100 mounts. Rashi says, "Mea kanda, mea kakos hayalol hakoso sherei goz lemiyamav." The guy should have hit him 100 times because he stole the water. So Gemara says, "Afilu ma damer lo avid inish dina dinafshe, but Malcolm say the avid inish dina dinafshe." So there's a concept. Is a person allowed to ever take matters in his own hands? Could you take, let's say you can't get to the courts, you can't get to the police. Are you allowed to deal with the din on your own? You know the guy owes you money. Could you take matters into your own hand? So even the man damer who holds it, you're not allowed to normally. In a case where you're at a loss, but makom seda, then you would be allowed to. So the Gemara explains further. Ditmar, Rav Yehuda amar lo avid inish dina nafshe. Rav Nachman amar avid inish dina nafshe. They such a machlokas. That's only hey chadika pseda. When there's a pseda, everybody agrees that you are allowed to take matters into your own hands. Ki pligi, what does that mean? What are you allowed to do? So the Gemara will talk about some example. It sounds like there's no limit. There's no limit. If a guy owes you money and you're at a loss, the guy's stealing your water, you could do whatever you need to do. Break his kneecaps. Do what you need to do. Ki pligi, the only machlokus is hey chadulek pseda. When there is no loss, but it's still rightfully yours. Since there's no loss, there's no urgency, go to Bezdin. That's the proper way to go. We have a Bezdin for a reason. The Rav Nachman Amar, why deal with Bezdin? If you know you're doing the right thing, why would you buy the Bezdin? They have better things to do than deal with your machlokas with your neighbors. Therefore, take matters into your own hands. Look at Rashi for a second, see if he adds anything new here. Rashi says, around 8 lines up, when there's a loss, if I go to Bezdin, while I go there, the guy's going to steal the water. And I'm not sure what he's going to take from me. I need to watch over the guy. I don't trust him anymore. So I'm not walking away. I'm going to lose all that water for the day. Maybe there's not going to be water left at all. Now you can't even pay me back anymore because there's no water left. In that case, everybody agrees. So we'll talk about tomorrow more, but there's a Rashi later on that explains the mechanism of how it work with Avad Inish Dina Nafshe. There's a line here, I think, in Rashi that says when a person takes matters into his own hands, even though it's his own, he's biased to his case, he's serving as a Shliach Bezdin. He's viewed as an extension of Bezdin by doing so. We have a number of interesting cases like this, especially the Gemara Sanhedrin, when you have sometimes cases that aren't actually in Bezdin, but it serves as a case of Bezdin. I'll just give one example that comes to my mind here. The case of Kanim Pogimbo. Kanim Pogimbo, you see a person Bal Aramis, so you're allowed to take a spear rag in the case of Zimri, you could kill them, but you're not allowed to deal with Bezdin. So there's a Rashi there in Sanhedrin which says, when a person does that and kills the Bal Aramis, that is viewed as a din of Bezdin. It's a Mises Bezdin that takes place outside of Bezdin, takes place without the consent of Bezdin, but somehow the extension to Bezdin in these cases. So this too as well. Yeah. When a person's already in din and afshe, Rashi says, hey, you know Gebe Davar. But if the person knows rightfully that he's correct, now how do you know that? Everyone's going to say, I'm right. Every party thinks they're right. How it works out practically, I'm not really sure, but at least conceptually, that's what's going on. He is serving as a Shliach Bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here.